bless you and keep you as you follow and walk in the straight and narrow way. This morning, I want to preach from Luke, been talking quite a bit about fruit. We're going to vary a little from that particular strain or idea that we've been talking about, but you cannot escape fruit or bearing fruit from following Jesus. So even though we're not going to be in the same line of thought we've been in for a couple of weeks, we're still come across fruit bearing. Luke chapter 3. Verse 9. This is John the Baptist. And now also the axe is laid into the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast in the fire. And the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? What shall we do then? Been thinking a lot this week. Jesus, whenever he came into the world, the first message that he preached in public was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What did he mean by that message? Repent. Repent gives us an opportunity to turn back to God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning the time is now. We just sang this song, there is a time, we know not when. A point we know not where. That marks the destiny of men to glory or despair. The root. The axe is laid into the root of the tree. Verse 10, and the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? Just thumbing through the Bible this morning, came across a verse in Isaiah, I believe it was, said, who among us will dwell with everlasting burnings? Who among us will dwell with everlasting burnings? You know, some people say that, oh, you think you're the only church. They think, oh, we're just teaching, and if you're not a part of our group, you're just going to hell. Well, that's not what we believe. We believe we're practicing as right as we know how to do. But even being a part of our group doesn't mean a thing compared to God's word. There could be people right here among us. And no doubt there will be. That 100 years from now will be dwelling with everlasting burnings in a lake of fire. Jesus said, if the righteous, the Bible says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly and the sinners appear? What shall we do then? We need to examine our lives today. Where are we at? Don't rest in the idea that, well, I'm obeying several things and I'm doing different and the world doesn't think much of me. The world or our family is rejected us maybe because we're doing several right things. Jesus has called us to bear a cross and to rise up and follow Him. And it is not an easy road to choose. It's a glorious road and a blessed road to walk on. But it's not an easy road to choose. And I want to speak to children this morning, and I want to speak to young people, and I want to speak to adults. And I want you to take this message and don't look around and think, boy, that sure fits them. I'm going to try to build some shoes this morning, and I want them to fit you, whoever you are. And if that shoe fits, I want you to put it on and deal with it appropriately. We tend to get lax. As parents, and we let too many things go. Sometimes we're just learning new things. Well, it's not time to quit learning. It's time to keep pressing on. It's not time just to stop. It's not time to rest. We're in the battle right now. And to rest is to fall behind. To rest is to lay yourself open to He who does not rest, seeking whom He may devour. And I want to talk to some of you young children. Consider the way you're living. Even now, consider. Stop and think, children. How many of you children can understand what I just said when I say stop and think before you do something silly or foolish or mean? How many of you know what I mean by that, you little children? You know what I mean? Raise your hands. You know better, don't you? A lot of the things that you do. You know that if you don't do right, what's going to happen? You're going to be punished. You, even little children, can make other children upset. You can discourage them. Stop and think a little bit about how you live and what you're doing. Because one day, as you grow older, you're going to keep probably doing the same thing you're doing right now because you've allowed bad habits and bad ways to rule your life right now. And when you get older, it'll be harder for you to change. And when you get older, you'll just hurt or make bad choices that are hard to get away from. Even little children are going to face consequences for what they do and how they choose to live their lives. I want you little children to think, to learn to have a soft conscience. Because if you can't hear what's right and wrong when you're this age, it'll get harder to hear when you get older. If you don't listen to your parents when you're this age, it'll get harder when you get older. You choose to do what's right now. Because as you get older, you'll find that you've made decisions that you can't go back and fix anymore. You've done some things that you wish you could change. You don't think about that now. One of the things that I notice about the world and this society is they're thoughtless. They don't think about tomorrow. And I know it's hard for little children to think that way, but you need to start learning to think that way. Whenever you're afraid, think about it. God's looking for children with tender hearts and tender minds. You think about it before you sass back. You think about it before you smart off. You respect your parents and you respect your elders. You respect those that are older and wiser and trying to keep you out of trouble. Listen to them. Do you understand what I'm saying, children? Is it hard to understand? Is it? Because you can understand, you can choose to do it. You ask God to give you a soft heart. You learn to care about people when you're little. Because as you get older, you just learn not to care anymore. And it doesn't seem to matter anymore the older you get sometimes. You've got an opportunity now to start building your character while you're little. That's a big word, character. It's who you really are. To be a good person, to be a good man, to be a man of God. You can learn that now. There's a bunch of people in this room that didn't learn that, didn't have the opportunity that you have to be brought up with parents who are trying to guide you. I just see more and more children that are so confused, 14 and 15 years old, that are confused and think they're so smart. There's a time, we know not when. We don't know when. We're going to cross a line that we could never go back on. You need to be concerned about that when you're little. Listen to your parents. Respect them. Be happy when you're young. Don't be grumbling, whining, and complaining. Learn to do things when you're little, and it won't be near as hard as when you get old. You young people. There's young people in this room that's old enough to have decided to start following Jesus and step up. To dedicate your lives to the Lord. I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know whether you're waiting for some glorious experience to happen to you, or just maybe it may take you halfway getting killed, or someone of your friends dying right in front of your face doing something stupid, or not. There's some of you old enough that you need to be considering whether you're going to follow Jesus or you're just going to play games with Him. Jesus said, be either hot or cold. Because you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. There is no in between. You cannot love this world and Jesus. And you are making choices. You are making choices. Whether you're going to chase after this world, whether you're going to play with this world, whether you're going to flirt after this world, or whether you're going to follow Jesus. And those choices that you're making right now have devastating consequences in your physical life and in your spiritual life. Some of you may be making choices in your mind right now that'll turn you away from Jesus for the rest of your life. God doesn't owe you 10 more years to choose whether you're going to follow Him or not. He doesn't work that way. Y'all have had more light than the majority of the people in this world. The majority. And I'm talking 99.9% of the people in this world. He doesn't owe you one other opportunity. He doesn't owe you one more second to repent. And He's been faithful. Some of the things that you take too lighthearted. Some of the things that are serious matters. Flirting around and playing with the boys or the girls. You don't have any business doing that. We teach a serious courtship. This is serious business to get married or to be involved with another person for the rest of your life. It's not something we just joke about and play around with. You're going to have to decide. Do I want to have fun? Or do I want to follow Jesus? Do I want to seek the pleasures of this world? Or do I want to follow Jesus? Do I want the riches of this world? Or do I want to follow Jesus? This world is God's enemy. It's sinful. And if you follow after it, you'll die and go to hell. You're not going to just skate in, laughing and playing and having a good time. You can choose however you like. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. It's up to you. But you're making decisions and you're making choices right now that's going to mold and shape the rest of your lives. You may think, well, I'll just go along for a while. But it won't work. You play with the devil, you're his. You give yourself to God, and you're his. There is no in between. You may think you're really doing something because you attend a Bible church. You come to church with people who practice the Bible. But God is no respecter of persons. Every man is going to be judged according to his own works. God isn't going to accept a half-hearted Christian. You're either going to be all in for Jesus or all out for the world. Many of you are getting old enough, past old enough, to make decisions. Which way you're headed in your life. And if you just keep on coasting, you coast down. You got to climb up. Time to put away childish things and grow up. Adults, you've got your own lives to live. There's choices you're making in your life that you're going to live with for the rest of your life. You can be lukewarm, middle of the road. And it'll be the same way with the young people. Lukewarm, middle of the road won't cut it. But you've got another problem. You've got a whole string of children following behind you that's going to follow wherever you go for the most part. And not only will you stand before God for your own life, you'll stand before God for theirs. If you think it's bad to think that you would suffer an eternity in hell because you chose a lukewarm life, You think you love your children now. What do you think what you've done to them for being middle of the road? Sometimes we don't learn a lot of things that are right until it's almost past any time that we can do anything with our older children. They're already set in their ways. They're already given in to this world. One of the biggest torments in my life is to look back and think, what could I have done differently? What could I have done differently? Is there something I could have done differently? It's one of the biggest fears of my life is to one day realize that, well, right there it was. I should have done this. And I can't do it anymore. Close of every day, that day is gone forever. And with that close of every day, there's opportunities that are gone forever. There's molds that are formed that'll never change from the end of this day. Good or bad. Adults, God has given you children not to raise children. God has given you children not to raise adults. God has given you children to raise to be disciples of Jesus Christ. That's what he gave them to you for. A lot of times we try to keep our children just as long as we can. We try to play with them. God didn't give you those children because those children needed an older buddy. You're their father and you're their mother. He didn't give you those children just so you could be an older play toy. He gave you those children because he expects you to be their father or their mother. He didn't give you those children so you could keep them supplied in toys. Keep them happy all the time. He didn't give you these children just so they'll grow up to be good, sound, solid citizens of the community. He gave you these children so that you would raise them for him. Your children are no more special than the neighbors down the street. He's given you those children as a responsibility. You need to teach them. You need to train them. You need to nurture them to grow in the admonition of the Lord. They're not little fun items that you can watch their faces glow when they're smiling. We need to teach them the principles of the kingdom of God when they're little. Teach them the fear of God when they're little. Teach them to respect the teachings of Jesus when they're small. They need to learn that you don't go around shooting people. We believe that's wrong for adults to do that. We need to teach our children that it's wrong for them to do that. We need to teach our young ladies to act modestly, sober. We can put a covering on them and we can strap a long dress on them. But if they don't act modestly and soberly, shamefaced, all we've done is decorated them. We don't have to teach them those ungodly things. Everybody in the world's trying to teach them those things. Satan's trying to lure them there that way. Their own bodies and their own minds are trying to lure themselves that way. You've got a handful. You need to keep an eye on them. They don't have to be playing 24 hours a day. If you've got them somewhere around other children, the majority of the time, if you're doing something, they ought to be right there by your side instead of running around doing whatever they want to do. We can turn our children loose on the street out here. If we lived in town, just let them run all day. It's what the world does. Call them in at dinner time and feed them and think you're being a parent. If they cause trouble, bring them in, punish them a little bit, and then send them right back out to do the same thing over again because they're running with a bunch of other children. There's nothing wrong keeping your children by your side. They're not just to be let go. There's a time, we know not when. Time's going to end. And wherever you are, whatever you are, is what you're going to be. If you're going to change anything, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There might not be a tomorrow. There's not going to be any almost Christians. You're either in or you're out. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy them you ought to watch them like an eagle. They ought to know they're being watched like an eagle. Told the story of the man that was being went out to hunt tigers. And he heard one, he was living out in Africa, and he heard a tiger out in the brush. So he grabbed his gun, closed his door and locked it, and went hunting tigers. Went to find that tiger. He stepped around the bush and looked, and there the tiger was. He raised up his gun to shoot at the tiger, and the tiger looked at him when he heard the gun click and started looking at him. The man pulled the trigger on the gun and nothing happened. It jammed. The man started walking back. He took a step backwards and the lion took a step forward. He took steps quicker backward and the lion took steps quicker forward. He turned around and began to walk real fast and the lion started walking faster. Finally, he threw down his gun and started running, and the lion was running, trying to catch him. For the tiger. And the man ran for his house. And the tiger was getting closer and closer and closer to him. And he jumped up on his porch, and the tiger was right behind him. And he reached into his pocket for the key and started to stick it in the door, and he dropped. He almost made it into the house. He was close. He was close. He almost made it. That's where the majority of people are today with their Christianity. They're almost Christians. They're almost diligent. They're almost watching over. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Lord, add his blessings to his word.